And then I thought about those two words specifically. And I know we're at a comedy show, but I've also talked about this before. I talked about how I was picked on as a kid. I was picked on a great deal as a kid because I didn't get scary look until after I graduated from high school. Like, I grew 8 inches and turned into Hodor after I graduated. Yeah. Fuck yeah. If I would have been Hodor size in high school, I would have been Hodoring the fuck out of bullies. Just putting kids through walls. Just fucking, duh. I was called both those words. I was called retarded and faggot all the time, man. I came home one day from school, my sophomore year. I'd been crying on the bus. Yeah, crying on the bus, man. Everybody wants to hang out with the crying kid. You go up a bunch of notches when you cry on the bus. So I come home to my mom, and she saw right away that something was wrong. And my mom's a tall lady, and still is. And she sees me, and she goes, "What's wrong?" And I go, "Carl Rankin called me a faggot today." And she's like, "Oh, well, they used to call me Giraffe in high school." And I was like, "Thanks." Yeah, it's the same thing, totally. Giraffes are nature's faggots, totally. Like, thanks for nothing. I'm gonna go in my room and listen to Iron Maiden and read Stephen King because they fucking understand me. I'll see you when dinner's ready. But the point is, I know that words hurt. I think the only way we can stop words from hurting is if you take away the old meaning and you give them a new meaning so they don't hurt anymore. Like if we started calling all liberals and left-wing people faggots, hold on. And all right-wing and Republicans, retards. It's what we all think of each other anyway. It's all this fucking election is. I never do political jokes, but that's all this election is retards versus faggots. Yeah. And I know where I am. Pretty faggot. Although maybe some retard snuck in from Eastern Oregon and they're like, "What the fuck is happening? Why isn't this faggot talking about beating off anymore? What's going on? What just happened to this show? It's not fun anymore." Because I was raised faggot. And, yeah, single mom, you know, only child, raised faggot. I voted faggot my entire life. Well, not exactly true. I voted retard when I turned 18 just to piss off my faggot mom. And it worked. I voted for Reagan. Drove my faggot mom nuts. My wife is from Fresno, California. Really? You might be able to attest to this. Fresno, California is where California makes our retards. It's where our retards come from. Super conservative. My wife was full retard when I met her. Now she's right down the middle, part retard, part faggot. Her retarded parents cannot believe the level of faggotry going on at our house.